Well, stop us if you've heard this before. Congress, divided over policy, threatens to let funding lapse for federal agencies. That would cause furloughs for some and working without pay for others. The last time it happened, federal employees had grounds for a lawsuit over violations of labor law. Could it happen again for Homeland Security employees? For some answers, we turn to Heidi Barakowicz, a partner at the law firm Mary and Scallet. She joins me now for this week's Legal Loop. Heidi, great to have you back.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
All right, so tell us about the case after the 2013 furloughs and shutdowns and how that, what the case was all about and how it was finally resolved.
Well, the case is still ongoing. We had, after we filed the lawsuit, we were challenging the October 2013 shutdown, alleging that the government violated the Fair Labor Standards Act by requiring employees to work without pay. Specifically, all the employees who were deemed essential had to go to work during the shutdown, and their first payday came and went, and they did not get a paycheck that covered the time that they were working during the shutdown. And that's a violation of a very basic pay law in our country that requires employees to receive a minimum wage and their overtime wages on time.
And how many people were party to that suit on the plaintiff side?
The group of possible employees is every employee who was deemed essential who worked during the shutdown and is covered by the Fair Labor Standards Act. I'm not sure about what the exact number is. I know that there was about 1.3 million essential employees who worked during the shutdown without pay, and a few of them are not covered by the Fair Labor Standards Act and won't be included in the group of employees affected by the lawsuit, but it's hundreds of thousands, if not a million employees that are covered. And we've had a ruling in the case. The federal judge who's presiding over the case ruled that, in fact, the government did violate the Fair Labor Standards Act by not paying the employees on time. And actually, in about a week, at the very beginning of March, all of the employees in the class are going to get an email notice, a court-approved notice, informing them of the lawsuit and their right to join the case. Everybody has to sign up if they want to be part of the case and sort of help send this message that we don't want any more shutdowns.
And so the Justice Department, what has that response been? Are they appealing that latest ruling or what?
Well, the time for appeal hasn't come yet. Right now, we're in the notice stage. As I said, the notice is going out to the employees, informing them of their right to join the case. And it's really simple to join the case. There's a website set up for it, www.shutdownlawsuit.com. And it's a very simple process to sign up for the case. You don't have to pay any money. It's risk-free to join the case. And then after that, the court will have to rule on a few more issues, such as, you know, what damages are the employees entitled to get. At that point, the Department of Justice may or may not decide to appeal it, but we haven't got there yet. But we think it's a great ruling, and so we're very excited about the lawsuit and the message that we're sending. I mean, this is outrageous, and now we're faced with it again, you know, that Congress is making the conscious decision to violate the law and make people work for free without pay. It's outrageous.
Now, in the last time, the Congress did vote to give the people the pay eventually. So what are the damages that might be due to them if they are paid eventually?
Well, I'm happy to see that they're at least doing that and say that they'll retroactively pay the employees. That still doesn't make up for the harm that they're doing, though, by making people, you know, and these are people, you know, DHS employees have dangerous jobs. They're law enforcement people. They're vital. You know, I saw a number, 85% of the department will have to work is considered essential. These are really vital, important employees that we have. And so they're going to have to work without pay. And, you know, during the last shutdown, there were more horrible stories than I can, you know, count of people who, you know, for whatever reason are living paycheck to paycheck and couldn't pay their bills, couldn't pay for medical care, you know, couldn't buy groceries for their kids, and all the employees that work for DHS are faced with this exact circumstance again of having to wonder, when am I going to get my next paycheck and how am I going to make do until it comes? So the harm is done even if the employees do get retroactive paid, and then under the law, you know, they're entitled to liquidated damages. So whatever money they should have been paid on time and didn't receive, they're entitled to receive a second time as damages for the failure to pay them on time.
I guess they could get extra interest charges from banks and from credit card operators, too, if they're unable to make a payment that they need that paycheck for.
Absolutely. You know, the list is endless. Not paying your credit card bills on time, late fees if you haven't paid your rent or your mortgage on time, interest that accrues. The list is really sort of endless. It's unfortunate.
We're speaking with Heidi Barakowicz. She's a partner at the law firm Mary and Scallet. And so this looks the same to you than what could happen in the coming days with Homeland Security. And so would you be prepared to be part of another suit should this happen again?
Absolutely. We've already had employees from DHS reach out to us that are plaintiffs in our existing case. I don't know that we would even need to file a new case. You know, we'll have to wait and see what the time frame is. If the shutdown happens, and if so, how long it lasts, and if it goes past the payday, if a payday comes and goes and employees don't get paid on time. But, you know, we're looking into just amending our current case to include, you know, this claim if it unfortunately does happen again. You know, we've had a large number of DHS employees already join our case and express to us their concern that it's happening once again.
And what about the people that are furloughed, which are very often typically the management people, the headquarters people? I think last time someone described headquarters as looking like a ghost town on Nebraska Avenue there for Homeland Security. Now, they don't get paid, but they also don't work. They're not even allowed to work. They're not even allowed to telework. And so are they eligible for any kind of a suit, or that they're just, if you're management and you don't work and you don't get paid, you're kind of just tough out of luck?
Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, honestly, my heart breaks for those employees just as much. It's my understanding, you know, that most of the people that will be furloughed are people in D.C. or there's like a finance center in Indianapolis, and those are the types of employees that will be furloughed, not the frontline employees. You know, my heart breaks for them because they're in the exact same circumstance. You know, they're not going to get paid on time, and they're facing the same economical hardships. Unfortunately, the law doesn't cover them. The law that we're under, you know, able to sue under, only covers the employees who are working without pay. Unfortunately, that doesn't cover the furloughed employees who aren't working.
Now, tens of thousands of those furloughed employees the last time filed cases with the Merit Systems Protection Board, and they have been adjudicating those. I think they're a little bit more than halfway through now. Have you been watching that, and does it look like they're doing the right kind of job in adjudicating those cases that they have done so far?
A little bit. I mean, you know, I don't know. I will say that the folks at the MSPB had an uphill battle. I mean, I don't know of a federal agency out there that has not been affected by funding. And, you know, so they're faced with their own funding problems and a huge backlog of claims that were filed challenging the furloughs. From what I can tell, you know, they're going through them as fast as they can, you know, and sort of evaluating the claims. But they certainly had a huge backlog, and they certainly have a long way to go to finish the process.
Now, in some sense, the government itself, whatever that means, is forced into the situation to have to furlough people or have them work without pay. You might say the real culpable party is Congress, but there's no way that you can sue Congress. So any thought of kind of raising that issue up on the Hill, has that been done?
You know, I don't know about raising, you know, the issue on the Hill. I know that unions, you know, do a lot of lobbying, and I'm sure that is the message that they have been sending to them. I mean, I will say, you know, our lawsuit challenging the shutdown in 2013, you know, the Department of Justice is the one who's defending the case. But in essence, that's what we're doing. We're suing the government. We're suing Congress, you know, as a part of the United States government, because it's the entity that put these federal employees in the situation that they're in of not getting paid on time.
All right, so we've got a case that was filed almost 18 months ago or so now, close to 2 years, still winding its way through courts, and it looks like you might have some people join there. And so just to summarize, you feel that the people that are furloughed, if they are, or that is to say, put into work without pay, rather, starting next week, they could join the same suit?
Absolutely. If another violation happens, if there is a shutdown and another pay period comes and goes and employees who are working are not paid on time, our clients have already asked us to look into amending our complaint to include that as another allegation in the same case. And we're definitely happy to do that because people are really outraged about what's going on, as they should be.
Heidi Barakowicz is a partner at the law firm Mary and Scallet. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.